With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. We learn more Tuesday about the extraordinary details surrounding last weekend's rescue of a baby boy from under a debris pile in the forest near Lolo Hot Springs. Some credit the infant's rescue to remarkable police work. Others chalk it up to a one in a million lucky shot. To Missoula County Sheriff's Deputy Ross Jessup, it was nothing less than an act of God.
It was a miracle. I had prepared myself mentally to find a dead baby, if at all. And seeing and hearing that baby overcame me with so much joy, and I have three kids. They're all girls. I'll never, ever doubt the Lord.
Jessup found the five-month-old baby boy in the wee hours of last Sunday morning following a car crash in the area. The driver told authorities that a baby was in the car with him. During a Facebook Live press conference stream hosted Tuesday by NBC Montana, Jessup said the hours-long exhaustive search involving federal, state, and local authorities literally concluded with a whimper.
The sound I heard was an exhausted, tired baby who didn't have the lung capacity to cry anymore. Just a very faint whimper.
U.S. Forest Service officer Nick Schultz searched with Jessup all night long.
And at that point, we just started running, you know, in that direction where we were hearing that baby voice. And then I saw you pick up the baby.
Again, Missoula County Sheriff's Deputy Ross Jessup.
He was so well concealed as we were walking. I mean, mind you, I have a headlight and a, 500, 600 lumen candle power flashlight with me. And I was literally taking a step and I was about ready to walk on top of the baby's head. I heard the sticks crack when I looked down and I saw a baby face down. And I uncovered him with the sticks and stuff and I immediately just picked him up. He was cold, he was wet and soiled, couldn't even cry, but we wrapped him up. One of the search and rescue folks who was with us, he doesn't want to be named, but Aaron St. Pierre gave us his down coat and a beanie hat. We covered that baby up immediately and walked him out.
Despite being cold, hungry, wet, and soiled, the baby was otherwise in remarkable condition for being buried under sticks in the woods for roughly 9 hours. Law enforcement says the man accused of leaving him there was virtually useless to the search teams. 32-year-old Francis Crowley crashed his car Saturday night with the baby inside. He did not offer authorities many specifics. Charging documents say he was disoriented, likely because of drug use.
We tried to interview him as best he could. He was basically in a state of mind where we weren't getting much information at all.
After exhaustive searching, officials eventually found Crowley's crash site on an abandoned mountain road. There, they found and followed a trail of baby items. Crowley broke down in court Tuesday after hearing the allegations against him, assault of a minor and criminal endangerment. The Associated Press reports he doubled over and fell to the floor twice, exclaiming he loves the boy and begged the judge not to take him away. Bail was set at $200,000. His next court date is set for July 25th. Deputy Ross Jessup is a 10-year veteran of law enforcement and says he'd hit a career low prior to last weekend.
I've got to the point where it's just like everything's just so draining emotionally. And to experience this, to have God help me and let me experience something like this just gives me an extra boost. Like, you know what? Cops actually do matter sometimes. Like, we actually do a good job. So it's pretty encouraging for me.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.